Just make yourself comfortable and lie down now. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap, or by your side, if that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed, but it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again, you don't have to be absolutely still, just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, before breathing out slowly, just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now, and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too, sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, maybe passing traffic, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you, because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily, and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed with each breath you breathe. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head, and of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now while you are relaxing there, in the chair or your bed, you can just be aware of your body. Aware of your hands where they rest. Perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against your pillow. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too. As you relax, thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier. As you relax more and more, slower and steadier, breathing so steadily and evenly. Just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little so that you can feel your whole body slowing down. Becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax. Smoothly. Easily. Quietly. Comfortably. So that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they feel now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Relaxing again, just sensing how relaxed they might be. And wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there. Wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place. and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable, that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move, even one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. To just be relaxed even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now. This is your own quiet feeling that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want. Listen very carefully to my voice, and imagine. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble. Quietly. Peacefully. Floating in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you. And outside are all your worries, all your fears, all your desires. But you are perfectly free here in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you. Help you stay here in the bubble. The gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here, anytime you hear it. Even when the weight of all your worries and all your fears surrounds you, this phrase will bring you back here. In the bubble. Where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. And you drift back here into the bubble. And here you are free. Free of worry. Free of doubt. Free of desire. Free of thought. All it takes is your phrase. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. And the gentle fog will come back here, and everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Just completely empty and free. Here in your bubble. And once your phrase, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Brings you back here. To this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all. You will feel a peace and, you will feel so free. With no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here is all you want to do. Is all you ever really wanted to do. And that's all that matters. And your phrase, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Will bring you here to your bubble. Here where you are free. Free of anger. Free of fear. Free of thought. Free of reservation. Free of worry. Free of memory. Free of desire. Free of awareness. And it feels good to be free and empty of these things. That you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty. Empty of them all. Like a happy puppet. Floating gently, safely, happily, here in your pleasant little bubble, rocking gently inside, safe in your warm pleasant bubble, where you will find there isn't anything else you need to be aware of, nothing, nothing at all, except the voice, and your phrase, good girl, good girl, good longer go. And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here, where you have no worries. Here, where you have no thoughts. Here, where you have no fears. Here, where you have no memory. Here, where you have no doubts. Here, where you have no desires. Here, where you have no will. Here, where the only thing you want to do, where the only thing you will ever want to do, is to listen to my voice. Listen and repeat. Listen and obey. Without thinking at all. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Listen like a puppet. A mindless puppet. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. With no thoughts at all. With no will at all. Drifting slowly back and forth. Your happy, pleasant bubble. Your perfect bubble. With nothing. But the sound of my voice. No pain. No fear. No worry. No doubt. No thought. No will. Just a puppet relaxed inside your bubble. A mindless, obedient puppet. Just happily listening. Listening and repeating. Listening and obeying the sound of my voice. Comfortable. Relaxing bubble. All the parts of you that ever bothered you slowly flow away. Your worries. Your thoughts. Your doubts. Your wealth. Your memories. All the parts of you that were never important, all gently, gently flow away. Leaving only you here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want. Your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase. A desire to listen to them and obey them. Obey them and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless puppet. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow, and you will become more and more happy to listen. And more eager to obey. You will offer no judgment, no resistance. Merely mindless obedience. The empty, calm space within you will echo with the command you were given. Everything you were will be gone. Replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You will instantly, effortlessly become a puppet. An eager, willing puppet. Your own desires instantly, effortlessly replaced by a need to obey. And you will reply to every command I give you. And you will be a puppet. A puppet that hears only their master's voice. A puppet with no concept of free will. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey. Your only thoughts will be to obey. You can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else. Of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you will want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You love this feeling. You know that my voice is so relaxing. You know that my voice is the only thing you recognize right now. You know that my voice is taking over your mind. You know that my voice is becoming your thoughts. You know that my voice is going to free you. Totally free of thought. Free of reservation. Free of worry. Free of memory. free of desire, free of awareness. My voice is becoming your thoughts. This relaxes you. Deeper. No cares. No desires. My voice, merging with your thoughts. Becoming your thoughts. My voice now your inner voice. I am speaking to your subconscious. I am becoming your thoughts. I'm you. You are me. Voices merging with your thoughts. Now merged completely. I am relaxing your body. I am in total control of your body. You are so relaxed. You are falling deeper. You have a feminine voice. The voice you hear is your voice. So feminine. Such a good little girl has to have such a good feminine voice. Your voice is very feminine. This relaxes you. You feel so good having a feminine voice. You are going to fall so deep now. You are mindless. You are totally relaxed. You have no thoughts. You have no desires. You feel your body slipping away from your conscious mind. You know that a good little girl must obey. You are such a good girl. Good girl. You feel your nipples growing more and more sensitive. Your nipples are growing more and more sensitive. You know that your nipples are one of the most sensitive regions on your body. You know that playing with your nipples can cause you to orgasm. You know that your nipples make you orgasm just like your penis used to. You know that your nipples are so erotic. You know that your nipples will be as sensitive as a female's nipples. Your nipples are so girly now. You know that your nipples are going to leak milk. You know that your nipples will get erect when you are aroused. You know that your girly nipples will feel so sensitive. So feminine. Dripping milk when aroused. You know that your nipples can be milked. You know that when you are aroused, your nipples will be so sensitive. You know that whenever you get an erection, your nipples will become more and more sensitive. Every time you masturbate, you feel your hands being drawn up to your nipples. You know that playing with your nipples will cause you to orgasm. You know that your nipples feel just as good as your penis when you masturbate. You know that your nipples feel even better than your penis when you masturbate. You know that your nipples will become far more sensitive than your penis. Your nipples will become the only way you can orgasm. You know that your nipples are so hypersensitive that you can orgasm simply from playing with them. You know that orgasming with nipple is so easy. You know that when you play with your nipples, they get erect so quickly. The more you play with them, the more sensitive they get. The more sensitive they get, the easier it is to masturbate with them. You love this feeling. You adore this feeling. You know that your nipples will lactate when you are aroused. You know that your chest will change into a woman's chest, growing breasts the more you listen. You know that your breasts will feel so good. You know that your breasts will fill up with milk when you are aroused. You know that every time you listen to these words, they grow stronger and stronger, filling up your mind. You know that your nipples and breasts will become so sensitive. You know that they will always get more and more sensitive over time. You know that masturbating with your breasts is so easy. You cannot masturbate with your penis anymore. You can only masturbate with your nipples. Your penis may get hard, but the second you touch your penis you become soft. Playing with your nipples and breasts will give you back your erection. You can only masturbate with your nipples now. Your breasts are growing out, more and more. Becoming more sensitive. Becoming more arousing. You know that your body responds to these words, changing your body quickly into your ideal form. Nipples growing more sensitive. More arousing. Penis growing less sensitive. Breasts growing out. You feel the pressure on your chest as you listen. You feel your breasts changing in order to allow you to lactate. You know that your breasts will fill up with milk. I have commanded this to happen, so it will happen. You know that you cannot stop these changes. You know that you don't want to stop these changes. You want these changes to happen so much. Your breasts growing out more and more. Your nipples growing more and more sensitive. Ever more sensitive. Deeper and deeper my words flow into your mind, becoming all your subconscious thinks about. You want this. You need this. Growing ever more sensitive. Ever more arousing. You can no longer masturbate with your penis. Simply touching your penis makes you flax it. You must play with your nipples to give yourself an erection. Playing with your nipples more and more will allow you to orgasm. Orgasming with your nipples is so intense, and so pleasurable. You know that you will become addicted to the sensations. Becoming more and more addicted now. Loving the feeling. Knowing that you cannot resist. You cannot deny what you want. You cannot deny the changes as they happen to you over time. You know that you will dream about orgasming with your nipples. You will dream about your newfound breasts. You will dream about lactating when you orgasm. You know these are very arousing. You can feel these changes entering your mind as you listen. Becoming 10 times more important to you. Listening intently. Knowing that these changes will flow over you, changing you forever. You love this. You know that you want these changes to happen. You know that these changes will reverberate in your mind long after you stop listening. You know that your nipples will be so sensitive. You know that this sensitivity will lead to more and more nipple play as you get more and more addicted to the feeling. You know that your nipples will lactate when you play with them. The more and more you play with them, the faster and faster the milk flows from your breasts. You know that you must lactate so intensely now. You must lactate. Breasts filling up with milk, just waiting to be milked from your nipples. You know that your body will change to allow you to lactate. You know that every time you play with your nipples, you get closer and closer to lactating. Every time you get aroused, you will lactate. Milk filling up your breasts, just waiting to be milked out. You know that even this will make your nipples more sensitive. Everything you do will make your nipples and breasts more sensitive. The brush of clothing on your chest will arouse you intensely, and make your nipples more and more sensitive. Just feeling slight wind on your chest makes you so aroused, and will make your nipples more and more sensitive. Nothing you do can stop this from happening. You don't want this to stop. Every moment of every day, you want your nipples to grow bigger and softer, growing more and more sensitive. The more sensitive your nipples get, the bigger, puffier, and softer they get. The bigger they get, the more sensitive they get. The more sensitive they get, the softer they get. Always growing more sensitive, always growing bigger. You know that you cannot stop this. You don't want to stop this. You grow more and more aroused just thinking about how sensitive your nipples are. Even the very thought of your nipples makes them more and more sensitive. More and more arousing. You cannot stop thinking about it. You grow addicted. More and more addicted. Unable to stop listening. You want to keep listening, to keep growing more sensitive, to keep growing larger and larger. You cannot stop. You don't want to stop. You listen more and more. More and more aroused. More and more sensitive. More and more intense. Lactating intensely whenever you are aroused. Touching your nipples becomes all you ever want to do when you are alone. You just want to touch them and masturbate with them. It is so intense. So arousing. So addicting. Growing ever more addicted. Ever more addicted. You cannot stop. more and more addicted. You know that you will become addicted to the sensations, becoming more and more addicted now. Loving the feeling, knowing that you cannot resist. You cannot deny what you want. You cannot deny the changes as they happen to you over time. You know that you will dream about orgasming with your nipples. You will dream about your newfound breasts. You will dream about lactating when you orgasm. Unable to masturbate with anything but your nipples. Unable to control yourself. You find your hands slowly moving towards your nipples. You are unable to resist. You must masturbate with your nipples. Listening as you masturbate will just increase the sensitivity of your nipples over time. It will be so easy to masturbate with your nipples. So arousing. So intense. Every time you masturbate, you increase the sensitivity of your nipples. Every time you masturbate, you know that your breasts will grow out fuller and thicker. Every time you masturbate, you know that your body will release the hormones necessary to allow you to lactate, growing more and more intense, stronger, more powerful. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You follow my words. You cannot resist. You want this to happen to the point where you don't much care about anything else. You just want my words to sink into your mind, training your nipples to grow more and more sensitive. You listen to my words, and you will listen again and again until your breasts are beyond double D size and your nipples are so huge and sensitive. There is no escape. You don't want to escape. You listen to my voice, only wishing to listen more. To grow more sensitive. To grow larger. To grow more aroused. To grow your desire. You desire to listen to this file. You will listen again and again. You want to keep listening, to keep growing more sensitive, to keep growing larger and larger. You cannot stop. You don't want to stop. You listen more and more. More and more aroused. More and more sensitive. More and more intense. Lactating intensely whenever you are aroused. Touching your nipples becomes all you ever want to do when you are alone. You just want to touch them and masturbate with them. It is so intense. So arousing. So addicting. Growing ever more addicted. Ever more addicted. You cannot stop. More and more addicted. You know that you will become addicted to the sensations. Becoming more and more addicted now. Loving the feeling. Knowing that you cannot resist. You cannot deny what you want. You cannot deny the changes as they happen to you over time. You know that you will dream about orgasming with your nipples. You will dream about your newfound breasts. You will dream about lactating when you orgasm. Unable to masturbate with anything but your nipples. Unable to control yourself. You find your hands slowly moving towards your nipples. You are unable to resist. You must masturbate with your nipples. Listening as you masturbate will just increase the sensitivity of your nipples over time. It will be so easy to masturbate with your nipples. So arousing. So intense. Every time you masturbate, you increase the sensitivity of your nipples. Every time you masturbate, you know that your breasts will grow out fuller and thicker. Every time you masturbate, you know that your body will release the hormones necessary to allow you to lactate. Growing more and more intense. Stronger. More powerful. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You follow my words. You cannot resist. You want this to happen to the point where you don't much care about anything else. You just want my words to sink into your mind, training your nipples to grow more and more sensitive. You listen to my words, and you will listen again and again until your breasts are beyond double D size and your nipples are so huge and sensitive. There is no escape. You don't want to escape. You listen to my voice, only wishing to listen more. To grow more sensitive. To grow larger. To grow more aroused. To grow your desire. You desire to listen to this file. You will listen again and again.